Hello everyone, it's Angel. Today is International Day of Happiness, and there are very few things that make me happier than sharing my fantasies with you and getting off with you. But one of those things that makes me very happy is shopping. I love to shop. And so that's kind of where I wasn't really sure where to go with this little story yet. And so I thought this was a good jumping off point. I hope you enjoy it. And I hope that, you know, I appreciate your support, your comments, your feedback, everything. It just means so much to me. You all make me very, very, very happy. And so thank you for that. And I hope wherever you are in the world that you're having a very happy day. All right, on to the fantasy, the next installment of the story. You helped me in with my bags up to the bedroom. You said you were far too busy to go shopping with me. I know that's not true, though. I know you just hate shopping. But you promised that I would have your full attention once I got home, and that I was to model every single thing I bought for you. As you follow me up the stairs, you see a glimpse of skin under my skirt as I move. You note that I'm only wearing a thong underneath. The curve of my ass is only inches from your face. You decide to let me think you don't notice. You know it's deliberate, and you want to see what else I'll do to draw your attention to the smooth skin of my ass. Once in the bedroom, you sit back on the bed, leaning back against pillows, and watch as I try on each outfit. I'm glowing as I try the different pieces on for you, searching for the approval in your face and soaking up every single one of the compliments you shower me with. After a few outfits, you realize there's a clear progression starting from the frilly, sweet dresses with the skirts that flare out around my thighs when I spin, ricking towards the tighter, shorter dresses. You can tell in my face that I'm getting frustrated. You're only lounging there, just sitting back watching me. But you've decided that if I'm not going to ask for what I want, then I'll have to put on a very good show for you. I undress, facing away from you. Sifting through some bags, I lay out the next outfit to be modeled on the chair beside the full-length mirror. Standing in front of the mirror, completely naked, I begin by stepping into a black thong, slowly pulling it up over my hips. Turning my back to the mirror, I watch myself run both hands over my hips and down over my ass, making sure the thong is laying just right. I then bend at the waist, reaching for the garter belt next. Once in place, I bend at the waist each time to reach for the stockings, the black lace bra, the black heels, and finally the new perfume I brought. Every time I bend over, my legs are spread just slightly, and the round, pale flesh of my ass is pointed in your direction. Unlike with every other outfit I've tried on, where I walked over to you, spun, pointed out my favorite part of the outfit, and kissed you, this time I remain in front of the mirror, turning my body, examining each angle of myself, turning the knee in, running my fingers through my hair to tussle it, with my arms both raised, holding my long, dark hair up off my neck. You come up from behind and kiss me. I hold the pose, but sink my weight into you. The pads of your fingers brush over the delicate skin of my neck and chest. I close my eyes, letting my other senses revel in the sound of your lips on my ear, the warmth of your chest pressed to my back, the faint traces of white ginger and cedarwood that can only be detected on your skin when we're close like this. It only takes a few moments for your touch to shift from soft and gentle to firm and possessive. Turning me to face you, you've kissed me hard, crushing your lips to mine, I moan into your mouth, and my knees begin to weaken. You hold me up, not letting me rely on my own strength. The kiss is long and passionate. By the time we break it, your hands are cupping my ass. You see the reflection in the mirror of my flesh in your hands, and decide to finally give your kitten what she couldn't ask for. You take my hand and lead me to the bed. I slip out of my black heels, and you tell me to get on my knees and for my face to rest against the mattress. You tell me to keep my ass up in the air. Once in position, you brush a piece of hair out of my face. My blue eyes look up at you, trusting and wide, and I bite my lip. I'm relieved and grateful that you did not wait for me to ask for what I wanted, that you already knew. First, I feel your hands, your palms, your fingers kneading and gripping my calves, my thighs, and then my ass. You kneel behind me, and starting at the arch of each foot, you kiss your way up the back of my legs. Every so often, I feel your hands guide my thighs a little farther apart. Right when I'm lost in your kisses and the way you're making my body feel, you stop. But before I can protest, I feel the force of your hand come down onto my ass. The sound of our skin meeting echoes in the room. I freeze. You repeat the spank on the other cheek. You continue this for a few more repetitions. I don't bother to count. I'm lost in the feeling, the burn, the liquid passion already dripping down my thighs. You stop for a moment and rub the rosy spots you just created on my skin, but only for a moment. You lace a finger under my black lace thong and tug at the fabric, pulling it tight against my clit. I needed that so badly. My hips move, trying to increase the pressure, and this time I don't hear you unbuckle your belt. You let go of my thong, taking away the delicious sensation that had me so near the brink of coming. You replace it with a sharp, fluent crack from your belt. I moan and grip the mattress over and over again. I feel your belt. And I moan, and my pussy gets wetter and wetter. Eventually, I can barely hold myself up. You pull me into your lap. You hold me tight in one arm. My arms are wrapped around you and my head resting on your shoulder. Pushing two fingers into my swollen, needy pussy. I'm so close that it only takes a minute for you to make me tremble and shiver. You kiss me on the forehead and tell me that I was very good. You bring your fingers to my lips and I lick and suck my juices off of you, all the while watching your face, seeking your approval. You pull me to the edge of the bed and undress me. I reach for the zipper of your pants as you reach around me to unhook my bra, and you brush my hands away. I pout, but you tell me in a little bit. You tell me to lay my head on the pillow. You undress, but only to your boxers and undershirt, not to tempt me. Joining me under the covers, you hold me, stroking my hair, looking up at you. I didn't ask you. Did you like the last outfit?